Okay. So, first, all the Hakdamas before you get to the Cheta Egel, you have to understand, all the Hakdamas are obviously a Bechina of Makdim Refuah Lamaka. So the Hakdamas, before we begin discussing the Cheta Egel, must be Hakdamas that are Kashur, connected to the Cheta Egel, to the Tikkun of the Cheta Egel. The first mitzvah in the parish is the mitzvah of Machtas HaShekel. And Rashi says, Zeh Yitnu Herelai Kimin Matbea Shel Eish. So we have to understand why was the Machtas HaShekel, why did it have to come down in the Bechina of Matbea Shel Eish. And then after that, after the parasha of Machtas HaShekel, comes the parasha of the Kiyor. Now the parasha of the Kiyor is Tamazay Pella. The parasha of the Kiyor should have been in Truman Tetzaveh. Kiyor Nechoshes is one of the Kelim in the Bisa Migdosh, one of the Kelim in the Migdosh, in the Mishkan. So why did the apostle wait until Parashat Kisisa to discuss the Indian of Kiyor Nechoshes? And what's the Nakuda that Tafka, the Kiyor Nechoshes, was made from the Nechoshes? Rashi says... Who? Yeah, like everything else, like all the other kelim. Rashi says, "Kiyah k'min dud gedoyla v'lo dadim hamerikim befiyem mayim." Says bechina of loshen dadim and loshen of shadayim. Why does Rashi have to? Kira, why is it explained as a bechina of dadim? Dadim is like a child is yonik from the imo is shadayim. Why was the bechina of the kiyah a dugma to the bechina of dadim? And then we have Ketores, and then we have Shabbos. Shabbos Ha Tishmoyer Ki Oisi Beini Beinechem Ladoresechem Ladaf Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. This is a chiddush. This is a chiddush in the bechin of Das. Shabbos is the bechin of Das. Ladaf Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. What's that bechin of Shomer Bnei Israel? It's a Shabbos. Last is a Shabbos. Ladores and Bisoilim. Why is the whole bechin of Shabbos mentioned over here again in Parshas Misiso? And then the pasuk says, "Vayiten al Moshe kachaloisoi nedaberitoi." So Chazal say kachaloisoi is the loshen of a kala. Ma kala miskashetes. After Talmud Chacham tzarich lizboki. Why was the Torah given? Rashi says, "Shenimsara Torah b'matana kachala lachos." It's a very yisoidus like a Rashi and very very important pasuk. Why dafke is the luchas given with the bechina of a chosen to a kala? Tough, and then we have to understand obviously the Cheta Egel. But if we understand all the Hakdamas of the Cheta Egel, the Machtas HaShekel plus the Kiyah Nechoshes and the Kashas we asked on the Kiyah plus Shabbos, then we'll understand what the Cheta Egel was. Chazal say, by the way, we also know that the Perek in Shmoyis that discusses the Cheta Egel begins Perik Lamed Beis, Perik Lev. The Gemara and Brochus that discusses the Chet Egel Agadata is in Perik Lamed Beis, Daf Lamed Beis and Brochus. What's the Indian of the Lev? But the Yesod is, we start to understand the whole Chilik, and the whole comes out from this Parsha, from Parsha's Kisisa, Merdiki Yesod, Benegea, to how a person has to learn Torah. It's a Parsha of Luchos, it's a Parsha of Kabbalah Satora. Afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu managed to be Ma'oyer, what's called the Yud Gimel Midas Arach. And we know from Chazal, Reb Tzadik brings it out many times, I think it comes from the Mejitza Magid, a couple from Baal Shem Tov, could be comes from other places, but I've seen it being brought from Mejitza Magid, that the Yud Gimel Midas Arach, and the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin Adreshes Behen. So what's epis the Indian of Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin Adreshes Behen, Yud Gimel Midas, after the Chet Egel, and also why is it Dafka Bechen of Yud Gimel Midas, what's the Indian of Yud Gimel, why not Yud Dalet Midas? Yud Gimel we know is the bechina of Bar Mitzvah. Yud Gimel is when a person gets Das. And we know that the member, the Bala member of Yud Gimel Midas is Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, Yud Gimel Midas is Atoyin Adreshes Ben. Why is it Dafka Rabbi Shmuel? And Bechlau we have to discuss. Rabbi Shmuel was a Kohen Gadol. We know that the bechina of Hashem Yishom Yerkov. It's one of the rayas that Yishmol also tshuva. In other words, how can you have a Tana called Rabbi Shmuel? But I thought, even if somebody does tshuva, then if it's the first choice of Yishmol, because everybody knows the epizandish about Yishmol. So what's epizandish? And after the memory of Yishmol, I'm a mishlishis to remind the Shatoyin Adreshes, which is connected Yudgim and Midas, Shatoyin Adreshes, connected Yudgim and Midas, Arachman, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mo'ayr in this expansion. Tov. But the Yisod, the Yisod that of is, the Gemara, huh? Or yeah. What I said, this week's parasha. Yeah. Sorry, I'm still jet lagged. The Yisod is the Gemara says in Shabbos. You know the famous Gemara that the Zuama from the Nachash came back from Klal Yisrael with the Chet Eidl. And it's a very important Nakuda that I don't think we've discussed before, but I get to the Chet of Adam Rishon. We've definitely discussed the Chet of Adam Rishon before, more than once in Stama, but this Nakuda not. Pasuk says Adam Rishon was Gan Eden of the Rishon. Adam Rishon was created Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is Oynik. Shabbos is the day of Tainuk. Shabbos is the day of Kulei Tainuk, Kulei Taivav to the Rabbi Shavira. Shabbos is the mitzvah, it's Angu Mitzvah. Adam Rishon was created Erev Shabbos. At the beginning of Erev Shabbos, the bechina of Erev Shabbos is the bechina of Le'ovda L'shamer. In other words, the person, the Yid, has to break through, has to work hard on the sugya, has to work hard in Torah. But the Seif HaKovad Lovoi, the Seif is that he's going to reach a Moed HaKatayin again, Avodah Hashem. And the Tachlis, like the famous Eid Lital, Avnanezer and Avdoma, he says that the Tachlis of Torah is Taka the Tainuk in Torah. Torah is Kulei Tainuk, Avodah Hashem is Kulei Tainuk. A person has to be Nis'avah. Torah has to be an addiction to a person. Torah and Avodah Hashem has to be a tainuk. But the tainuk doesn't come like that. The chilek between the tanugim hagashmim and tanugim ruchnim is that tanug hagashmim is there, shulchan orach muchum lefanecho. But once you have that tainuk, then once it's gone, it's full of tzah, full of charota, full of hepecha tainuk. And Torah is b'tchilosei kosher, and then soif a tainuk lovoi. How the Mishnah was created in the Erev Shabbos taka. And Erev Shabbos is the beginning of La'avda L'shamra. He was there to work, but he was atatat for the tainuk. Shabbos was going to come in, and then he was going to feel the tainuk of all his avodas Hashem. And that's to say the hadvar, Shish Simeachoyel, if we don't always feel the tainuk, and then Shabbos could feed the mitzvahs that we did during the week, we feel a mighty tainuk of that mitzvah on Shabbos. And that's the hamshacha from Mein Adam Hava, Yom Shabbos Menucha. Hayoim Lasoisam, Yom Hazel, Lamacha Lakabel Schorim. So really, the tainuk means aved, tzadikim yeshu, matrusim ben bereshim, and nenin is the shechina. Hano, tainuk. That's the bevis in Yenavel. But the Eibishter gives a person hamshach of Yenavel down here in this world. Hamshach Shabbos, Tamid HaChacham are called Shabbos because they live with constant bechinas of tainuk all the time. As we know, Chazal says there's no such thing as tainuk tamidi. So maybe therefore, there's always an asayin, tainuk goes away, goyver an asayin, and tainuk comes back. The tachlis of Torah and Avodas Hashem is that we should be zeicher to work through to get the tainuk. And if a person doesn't have tainuk in his Avodas Hashem, so then it's a problem. Then it means that he's still got tainuk in other things. It's either or, and a person has to work, and that's the whole bechina, the difference between a cotton and a god. Why a cotton is not shaykh to Torah. Cotton can be a gon, oila. And a lot of ketanim finish. Gedolim, when they were ketanim, they finished large kechalakim of Torah. But cotton is aim by das. What's the bechina of das? Das is the bechina of tainuk, taiva. The middle of das is the middle of to be miskasha, to feel emotional, to be attached, to be addicted, to have a taiva, to be nisava, to be mishtoiket to something. That's the middle of das. And cotton is love ba das. He can't feel the tainuk of the zivashchina when he does a mitzvah, when he learns Torah. So that he's potter from all the mitzvahs. Shenken and Godel is a bar das. A bar das means he's supposed to reach the matzav of das, of ayeda odom eschave ishtoi. Supposed to feel his chabras of Torah, like Rashi says over here, kachosna yitzvah, because kala, that's how we're supposed to be learning Torah. So the kala feels, it's moedig ishtokakus, lebala, with ishech, the shukosech, the moedig taiva and tainu, and ishtokakus, and that's what a person is supposed to feel. And that only comes when a person is a god.
Why is das and tainu telling each other?
Das means when you miskasha, you mishtokit to something. Like with ishech, the shukosech. In other words, das means when your emotion, das means when the emotion is awakened from what you do. So what is taina? Tainug is when a person has a tainug, he feels he wants to do something. Tairotzen, that comes with the bechina of das. Somebody who is mekayem mitzvah is cold, that's the bechina that he hasn't got das. He doesn't feel his chabrus to the mitzvah. If you feel a murder gets chabrus to something, you're mishtaki to it. If you don't feel a connection, you're not mishtaki to it. So that was the whole seida hadavah. The whole seida advarm of Adam Rishon. What was the Itzadas? The Itzadas was finding taiva in other things. Like the Ramban brings down from Ibn Ezra, finding taiva in Arois. So in other words, if other Rishon didn't wait till Shabbos, so he wasn't zeicher to the Emes Tikkatayinu to realize that all the Emes Tikkatayinu lies in Torah mitzvahs, and he went off to other tithes, and that's the bechina of the Etzadat Tovara, which means the Nachash was machti Adam into thinking that Avodas Hashem, look how look how Avdal Lashamra, what are you, your bodyguard, Avdal Lashamra, there's no tainuk in Avodas Hashem, there's no shtokikus, you can't get connected to Avodas Hashem. If you want to enjoy, you got to find other ways of enjoying it. You got to go to Tanugim to enjoy. In Torah mitzvahs, there's no Tanugim, there's no enjoyment. And Aver was, wait a few hours, and then in Shabbos you'll see how much Tanugim there is in your Torah mitzvahs. Eitz Hadas led them to be Nisaver, to be Odovuk to other times. And maybe there's a Mordecai Lashon, the Mordecai Lashon, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara, with L'choir Lefizeh, comes out of Mordecai Yisod, that when a person is very, very addicted to a certain Taiva, Taiva's Olam Hazeh, there's a certain element, a hebrew, a certain element of apikorsis. Because Pshat is a person supposed to be kachosna yitzli, because Kal, a person supposed to be dovuk, the dovuk to the Rebbeinu Shleim. If a person is mamish dovuk, the taiva to a certain taiva, it's a type of meanness, a type of apikorsis. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, famous meister of Loza ben Dodaria, whole story was over the Sheva Yamim to be Mizanen, and she told him, he wanted to do tshuva. So the Gemara brings the raya from there, that the Gemara wants to say over there that by Avodah Zorah, if a person does tshuva, then he dies. But by Royas, if a person does tshuva, then he doesn't die. One says by Avodah Zorah, Kilu, even after he's done tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes the person away, that he shouldn't go back to Avodah Zorah. By Royas, no. Afraid the Gemara, loves him in the diarrhea, he died. Right? Go the Bechi, Hachi Yotze Nishmasa. So he died. So you see that even by Royas, he died. So the Gemara came in the Ovik Bay, because he was so dovuk to the Taiva of Arayas, and that's the same bechina as Avodah Zarah, and therefore that's why he died. Tell the Diki Gemara. So you see from here that the whole avot of Avodah Hashem is that a person has to have a Taiva for the Rebbeinu Shleim. If a person doesn't have a Taiva for Avodah Hashem, if he doesn't have an oineg, if he doesn't feel the pleasure, the tainuk, and the Taiva in Avodah Hashem, it's on the hebra, so rather than the diary, it's an extreme case. You see the nakuda, that it's a type of meanness. A person has to have the taiva, and that's why Shabbos is so important. Shabbos gives the person the tainuk for all its Torah mitzvahs, and it spills over into the week that a person should feel the tainuk, and he should be miskasher, bedas, and betaiva to the Rebbeinu Shleim. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal says, Marinaim is Marach, and Shmoy is Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechinas das of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of Isha Lekim. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Yidden to the Madrega of Das. As is Yidua, in Mitzrayim, it was Katnas Adas, we came out of Mitzrayim, we went into a Gadlus Adas. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu brought Klal Yisrael to that connection to the Rebbeinu Shleim. That's why the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really a Katan. What does the Pasuk say in Shemois? Vayigdal Hanar, Vayigdal Hayeled. What's the Pasuk? Vayigdal Hayeled. Yeah, he went out to his brothers, Vayah, but to listen. Vayigdal Hayeled. Shat says, Vayigdal Hayeled means, as Yeled, he was a godl. Vayigdal Hayeled, Moshe Rabbeinu was a godl already. He was already miskasha. Moshe Rabbeinu is the das. Moshe Rabbeinu is a godl, he's a bar das. Shat says, so the whole vort of it was, So that we can, with that yourself, we can understand what's going on over here. Ma'amad HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and gave us the Ten Commandments. La'ovdo l'shom. A bit later, he brought down the Luchos. The Bechina of the Luchos is the Bechina of Kachosan Ha'yitzli Kutkala. The Bechina of the Luchos is the Bechina of the Nesuin, as we all know, the Eris in the Nesuin, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Taiva, the Tainug in the Torah Mitzvah. Same way as the Adam Rishon was divided. First you have to say, first it's La'avdal L'Shomra, and then you get the Tainuk. Same thing, Klal Yisrael said, Na'aseh. First we're going to do the Asiyah, but the Nishma is the Havana, the Hasaga, the Tainuk of Torah, the Svaras, and the Oimik of Torah, that comes afterwards. And those were the two Dinim, the two Halakim, in Ma'amad HaSinai. Because Shvara didn't come straight away and give them the Luchos. First there was Asaras HaDeiros without a Luchos. That's Na'aseh, that's the Avdal. And then, they were going to get, after 40 days, they were going to get the Bechina, because why after 40 days? Because Abraham Yerim Li Yitzirus Avlad, and the pasuk says that when does the Zoch and the Keva become one? When they have a Vlad, they become one. Rashi says at the beginning of Bereishis, right? So Pshat is Abraham Yerim Yitzirus Avlad. After that Abraham Yerim, the connection between Klal Yisrael and Rebbeinu Shlom is supposed to be so great that he's supposed to come down with the Luchos, and the Luchos Hashem, the Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down with the whole Taiva and Tainuk and the Shtokikus of of Torah. And that was supposed to be the two bechinas. Moshe Rabbeinu is the gadol, he's the bardas, he's bringing us to it. So Vayahom, Givoy Shesh Moshe, Klal Yisrael sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down. Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down, so what are they left with? They're left with the commandments. They're left with Friday afternoon. They're not going into Shabbos. They're not going to get the Oynik of Torah. They're not going to get the Taiva, the Shtokikus for the Heilig of Torah. And that's the Bechina. Ki Boishish Moshe, Chazal say Boishish is a Loshon of Sheish. Sheish, we know the Tzom HaKadosh and Vimis HaTorah corresponds to Midas HaYesod. Midas HaYesod is the Midah of Taiva. And Vayam Ki Boishish Moshe, the whole the Kilkel of here was Bim Koim, that the Taiva was supposed to be a Taiva for Torah, which Moshe was on his way down to the ring. And then they made an Eagle. What does it say? Vayakumu the Sachik. Vayakumu the Sachik, just like Vayishmol, Vayakumu the Sachik, there's Gila Arroyos over there, and Zavoyda Zorah, there was Ovik, they went to other Taivas in Tanuk. That was the Chetah Eagle. And that's why Taka, the Chetah Eagle, is Daf Lamed Beis in Brach. And that's why it's Daf Lamed Beis, the Chetah Eagle starts in Perik Lamed Beis in Shmoyz. Because the Leiv, that's the Mokum HaSayv. And we know the Leiv is a Chalal Yemin, and the Leiv is a Chalal Smoyz. Where is the Taiva going? It's a Toiv and it's a Hora, everything revolves around the Leiv. And it's the Leiv that went the wrong way. That was the whole Chetah Eagle. So basically, the whole Chetah Eagle is the same Chetah as other Mishnah. Wait for Moshe, you'll see Tainu Gen Avodas Hashem. Wait for Shabbos, Hashem says to Adam, you'll see Tainu Gen Avodas Hashem. You'll be a Mekayim, it's an Oynik Shabbos. Wait, that's the same thing. He was created on Friday. Friday is Sheish, Moshe Shmoshe, the sixth day of the week. But they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down, it's already Sheish. They thought that they weren't going to be zeicher to the Tainuk. And who can stay clinging to Torah if he doesn't feel anything for Torah? If a person doesn't feel anything for Avodas Hashem, he doesn't feel a Tainuk of Shabbos, and he doesn't feel an Oynik in his Avodas Hashem, it's impossible for him to hold it, to keep it going. And that was not Emes with the Chetah Eagle. The Chetah Eagle was that the Yitzhara fooled him into thinking that Torah has no Taif. Torah has no Tainuk in Torah. Torah is all command and it's all boring. And you can't connect to it. There's no Das to Torah. The Emes is B'diyuka Hefach. When a person sees the Tainuk in Torah, then everything he does in the Gashmias all becomes part of the Tainuk of Torah. And all the Tanugim of Olam Hazeh all swallowed into the Tainuk of Torah. What happened was Faked. They dropped the Tainuk of Torah and they went to look for other Tanuk. That's a Peldik and Zach. Because the Tikkun of the Chetah Eagle we know is the Luchas Shnias. The Luchas Shnias was what? Was Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, that's where the Ikka Tainuk of Torah lies. But the Torah Shebal Peh, that's where the Svaras of Torah are. Torah Shebal Peh is the Hano, is the Tainuk of Torah. First Mesechus and Torah Shebal Peh is Mesechus Brachus. Mesechus Brachus is Bechus Hanenin. Hanenin, it's the Mesechta of Hano, having Hano. Birchas Hanenin means that you show that all the Hanos of Olam Hazeh v'Emes in Avodas Hashem Shaykh to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the whole Bechina of Birchas Hanenin. And that's why Taka the Gadot of the Chet HaEgel is Taka Mesechus Brachas and Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, first the Gemara thinks that what's the Makor of Birchas Hanenin? First the Gemara wants to learn from a Pasuk, Koydish Ilulim Nashem, Beginim Tzitzim Mevorcha. Koydish Ilulim, Ilulim is the Lashon Rashi. The Gemara says there, Lashon Halal, Lashon Shira. Lashon Halal, Lashon Shira. Torah has to be learned like David HaMelech says, Zmir is Hayuli Bebeis Megura. Torah has to be learned in the Seder of Zmir, the Bechin of Hano of Torah. And eventually the Gemara comes to Maskana, no, where do you learn up Birchas Hanenim from? Svaroh, that's the Tainik of Torah. The Svaroh, the Oynik, the Ian of Torah. That's the Amistika Tainik of Torah. Mesechus Brachos begins Mimasa Koyer Neshema. Shema, we know the Shtokikus to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rabbi Kiva, who was the Sheresh of Torah Shval Peh, was Mishtokik his whole life. Masa Yavoi, when will it come? When will Rabbi Zoicha? Rabbi Kiva taught us the Shtokikus. Who are the two Mechabrim? Two Ikka Mechabrim in Torah Shval Peh is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is called Kulei Shtokikus to Rebbeinu Shalom and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatayin and Jeshus. Rabbi Shmuel is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is the Bechina of Aaron. Aaron is the Bechina of Tainuk. We discussed that before. Aaron is Nahor Aleph. Nahor is Tainuk. Nahor Aleph is Tainuk in Elikus. Nahor Tainuk and Aleph in Elikus. That's the Bechina of Sheresh Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Tzadik Taka says the Menorah is the Sheresh of Torah Shebal Peh. So the Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Kiva are both Sheroshim of Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Kiva is the Shtokikus, is the Shtokikus B'dayim et Hanod of Aviyu. And Rabbi Shmuel is the Shtokikus of the Kohen Gadol who lives down here in the Olam. And it's always mishtaykik to Rabbi Shlomo, and that's why it's called. That's why Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. We know that Avraham Avinu is the mid of Chesed. What's the clip of mid of Chesed? Taiva. like it says in Vayikra and Perek Chof, the Baal Shem Tov says, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yikach es achoysoi, chesed. The clip of chesed is taiva, right? Taiva faroi, that's the clip of chesed. When a person, she gives herself completely over, gives the whole goof over, this masters, that's the bechin of chesed. Avraham Avinu, the midas of chesed. That's why the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that tisha kabin is nus, taiva is nus, yard aloi, asara kabin, tisha yishmal, so yishmal has taiva. Yishmal has taiva. Yishmal has taiva. When they offered the Torah to Yishmal, Yishmal didn't want it. Why? Yishmal has taiva. And he didn't want the love. He didn't want the love of taiva. The Pshat is Rabbi Yishmal is the tikkun of Yishmal. Yishmal was the clip of Avraham. Yishmal was the tainuk for by kumur asachik. Where does it say? Who does it say by kumur asachik? By Yishmal. It says that Yishmal was mitzachik. And there Chazal say mitzachik was gilaroyes shvikadoma v'lezora. And that same mitzachik was going on over here by the Yeager. By Kumun Tzachik, that same bechina of the clip of Chesed, which is Taiva Faroi, the Taiva for Tanugim Noel Mazeh, that was the Chet Eikel, that was the Tzachik. Is that Yishmal, who was the first Tzachik, when became Rabbi Yishmal? Rabbi Yishmal is the Taiva of Torah, the Tikkun, that's Taka Yishmal the Tshuva, and Dafka they took that name of Yishmal, who was the Tikkun of that Taiva, and that's the Yud Gimel Midas, that's the Yud Gimel Midas of Torah and Joshua's Ben. Torah Shabbat Peh, which is a Lucha Shnius, which is built up, Lucha Shnius is built up on the Chet HaEgel, the Tikkun of Chet HaEgel, has the Shayrish of Rabbi Kiva and the Shayrish of Rabbi Shmuel. You find often Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel arguing together, because those two are the Shayrish. When did Klal Yisrael get the Daaf? Klal Yisrael got the Daaf by Yitzis Mitzrayim. Not going into it now, but the last Machloikis in Maseches Pesachim is Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Birch HaLazev, Achpat Vesach Pesach. That's another sugi, but then you see the Rebbe Kiva and Bishmal are two Shirashim. And that's the Yud Gimel Midas. Rachmim, which is connected to Yud Gimel Midas, Shatar and Adreshus Ben. And that's why it's Tafka Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is the age where you get Das. Das is Vayeda Odom, it's Chav Eishtai. You get Das means you get the Shtokakus, you get the Taiva for Torah, you get Taiva for Avodas Hashem, you get Taiva for Godless. When a person's a Katan, then his Taiva is for Oilam Hazadika Zach, because that's Katnas Adam. If a person gets to Yud Gimel is Godless of Das, their person can find the Taiva and the Shtokakus in Avodas Hashem as well. And that's why there's Dafka Yud Gimel Midden Shatay and Adreshus Ben, and that's why it's Dafka Rabbi Yishmal, Dafka with the name Yishmal. And that's the Tikkun of the Chet HaEgel, that's the Luchat Shnias, because the Tikkun of the Chet HaEgel is like the Chinav Shabbos. And taking away a person gets Tainuk from the Taiva from Torah Mitzvah. So maybe that's the case, you understand why all the Chalakim of Pashas Kisisa that came before the Chet HaEgel. Matbea Shel Eish, the Machtza Shekel is Matbea Shel Eish. We discussed 2 weeks ago, I think, the Inyan of Kesef is the Lashon of Nichsef Nichsafti, the Lashon of Mishtokik, the person of Mishtokik. However, when you see Kesef coming from the Matbea Shel Eish, Eish is the Shtokik of the Kedusha, is all the mitzvah, all the inyanim that you have over here is burning up all the time in the Tanugim of Olam Hazeh and bringing them all into the Shtokik of a Tainig of Ruchni, Tainig of Avodas Hashem. Person has money, then there has to be a matbeah shel eish. That money has to be the nichsef nichsafki of the money has to be a shtokikus of a machtzis hashekel. That's why Dafki saw it in a matbeah shel eish. Taiva is always eish. Moras is Numa that saw the yitzahara of Avodah Zarah came out a burning line. Taiva is eish, and the machtzis hashekel is how we mekadish all taivas and tanugim of Olam Hazeh, and we burn it in the fire of kedusha. And it says that's why Gehenim, the reason why there's an Eish of Gehenim, because that Eish of Gehenim is Malabin in Livon. If something became Tommy through Eish, you have to retire through Eish through Livon. So the Gehenim Shal Eish takes the Taivas, Tanugim, Agashmim, and washes them out, burns them up, and makes them into Tanugim of Ruchnim. That's Mamish the Machtz Hashekel. Then after the Machtz Hashekel comes the Kiyah Nechoshes. We ask, why is it Nechoshes? Chazal say Nechoshes is Nechosh. Nechosh is the one who was, because the one who led other Rishon to Taivas in Aroyas, to other Taivas. What was the kia made from? The Maras HaTzoivis. What was the Maras HaTzoivis? Where the Noshim were Mo'er, the Taiva of Baalein, Nishim Shemayim, in Mitzrayim. So, and they were Zeichat to the Maras HaTzoivis. So what's the whole kia? Whole kia is Faket. It's Taka Nachoshis. It's the Tikkun of the Chet HaNochosh. It's taking that Taiva and it's bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the whole kia is stuck out to wait. Whole kia had to wait for Parshas Kisisa. Because Parshas Kisisa is them, it's the Tikkun. The kia is the Bechin of Tikkun Chet HaEgel. Taking all those tithes back again and bring them all back to the Beis HaMikdash and bring them all back to the Mishkan, which is Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, Toichai Rotsu V'Ahava. The Ahava in Shir HaShirim is Ahava of the Tikkun of all those Maras HaTzoivis. And that's why Rashi says, we said before, Dadim HaMerikim B'Fi Imoy. Just like a child is Yonik Mimei Imoy, his whole Chiyas is from the Yimei Imoy. So the parasha of Kiyah Nechoshes was the parasha of the tikkun of being mishtoikik, mishtokik, is like a tinuk that's yonik, mi meimoy. That's like Gemara says in Psochim, that the connection between Rabbi Yishlein and Asa is yesu yimasha ha'egel, roitzi lina, kapar, roitzi leonik. That's our connection. Shlomo HaMelech says a few places, and we know that the Oren is also bechina, the knowledge through the Parechet, Kishnei Shadayim, the whole bechina shows in the mishtokik, to the Rabbi Yishlein. And that's Tafke the Kiyah, and that's the Kiyah Nechoshes. We washed our hands with the Kiyah Nechoshes. And the Yadayim is Yadayim Yaday Esav. Esav is the Nechosh. Esav is the Nechosh. It says that Esav is the Shtalshlis of the Nechosh. In other words, Esav, the type of it, who did Esav marry? Yikach is Bas Masbach, Yishmon. Right? Esav and Yishmon is a good Shidduch, two Bali Taivas. And what do we do with the Yadayim Yaday Esav? We wash those Yadayim Dafka from the Kiyah, which is married like the Dayim, and we wash that and we Mechadish that. That's all the Bechina of the Tikkun of the Chet HaEgel that's coming as a refuah koydin lamaka after that. And Meila, obviously then it's Mavan Meilav, why Dafka the Sukkot of Shabbos comes into over here. Wait for Shabbos. That was the Egel. Remember there's a Shabbos coming. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down very soon. Wait for Shabbos. And that's why Taka in this week's parasha when he quotes Shabbos, it says ki oisi beini beneichem l'daf ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Shabbos brings you daf. Shabbos brings you to godless. Shabbos brings you to shtakakas. Shabbos brings you to oinev mitzvah oinev mis angu mitavecha. And if all that would have taken place, then there wouldn't have been a chet ha'egel. So all these parashas, inside the chelak b'lefnei ha'egel, inside the yud gimel midas harachim, which is connected yud gimel midas shatlein adreshes ben, is all the tikkun to the chet ha'egel was the boishish moishah. They waited on the sixth. And they wouldn't wait till the Shvi'a. And if you're waiting in the sixth is the Midas Ayisod. The Midas Ayisod can fall into Taiva of Taiva Naroyas, which was Vaikumu Letzachik, which Klal Yisrael and Masachik, where the Yitzhar led them to believing that there's no thing in Torah Mitzvah is all command, it's all Gevura. That's why they made an Egel, and Egel is a Shor. Shor is Tzad Smoil is Gevura. Arya Yitzad Yemin, Shor Mitzad Smoil, Shor shows on Gevura. Gevura means there's no Tainug. The tiny gan avodas Hashem, Zohov, we know corresponds to Gvura, Kesef corresponds to Ava, Nechsev Tachsavti, they made an Egel Azov to show that Ruchnis is all about Gvura, Ruchnis is all about Tzimtzumim, Ruchnis is no Tainuk, it's all a book of laws, just like they got by Mamad Hasinai. And then they missed out on that Luchas, they missed out on the ring, on the engagement ring, on the Erisin, on the Kachal Chosim, and that's why it says over here, it was all ready, Moshe was ready to come down, and it says, Kakala, yes, it was all ready for the Nesuin. And then the Kala went realized that there was no Kilo, thought there was no Tainig with the Chosin, and went somewhere else.
Why does the Gevura mean no Tainig? Because
Gevura is listening to commands. Gevura is Avda. The Ika relationship in Torah with the Rabban Shalom has to be an Av-Ben relationship. Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha. Koveinu Malkeinu Navidusecha. There is a Chelek of Kabbalah, like we said, there is a Nasa. But the Ika of Torah is Hared B'dievet Bechus HaTorah is Av-Rab-Avtonu. That's like Dhamma to the Bechus HaTorah of saying B'lebeinu L'havin L'haskil L'nishmai L'nmai L'amit. And by making Egel Azov, they show that Torah is a book of laws. It's not other than the dry halacha. There's nothing deeper than that. There's no connection. There's no da'at to Torah. No da'at to Torah. And that was the Egel Azov that they made. And they made it, therefore, around the Egel, they hinkumen tzachik. They said, this is, we'll do the Torah Mitzvahs, the trick and the dry Torah Mitzvahs. And then, in our spare time, we have to enjoy life as well. So then after that, we have to hinkumen tzachik. So the whole tikkun of the Chet HaEgel is dafka to find the shtokakus, these parashas to find the shtokakus in Torah, to ask the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The Yetzirah comes and disturbs us, the Yetzirah comes to take away our shtokakus. He comes, he makes an ol, and he brings us Yetzirahs, and he brings us the worries, and he brings us whatever he brings us, is all that we shouldn't feel his shtokakus to Torah. Be'emes, a person should try to push it. Try to be poyrik, all the other cheshbonis rabbin that he has, every person has cheshbonis rabbin, and the person should try to take away the cheshbonis rabbin and to focus on the matana toiva v'niflah, that we can learn, and we can sit and learn, and we can daven, and we can sing, and we're yidin. We have avodas Hashem, and avodas Hashem is addictive, and we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the godless adas, and not with the katnus adas. The person serves Hashem with the katnus adas. Then he finds taiva other areas. And a person serves the Rebbeinu Shloimeh with godless adas. So then he learns through Torah Shabbat Peh, and he learns through the svaras of Torah Shabbat Peh. He sees the geshmak in Torah, and he sees the geshmak in Shabbos, and he sees the geshmak in Kiyah Nechoshes, and he sees that all the taivas and tanugim that are here in Olam Hazeh, all tzorich, chavul the tzorich, chavul being meshamish, just to be ma'oyer a person into the emesik of taiv and tainuk, and that's the taiv and tainuk, now what is Hashem, like the Heiligam Mori 9 says, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Avos Zoros, because you have to use those Avos Zoros to get to Avos Hashem. Stam Avos Hashem is very remote from a person. So we have Yitzhahor, and we feel an Ava for something, and then we can take that Ava and make it into Avos Hashem. That's why the kiyor and everything there is in this world, any taiva there is in this world, just to help us build the taiva and the shtokit is the Rebbein Shalayna. So we should help him, Mishu Zerich and Mr. Hashem, to a taiva and a shtokit and a cheshik and Torah mitzvahs. And even sometimes where it's hard and we're not feeling like it, we should tell our HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now we're doing the Nasa, but we're not going to leave you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've got patience, we're willing to wait it out. And we're going to Metz Hashem, not like Adam Rishna didn't wait, and not like Klal Yisrael didn't wait, we're going to wait it out. Rimame b'muna shalema, shesayf ha'oynig lovoy, sayf ha'taynig lovoy, sayf ha'gadlas lovoy, and shvizoychem Metz Hashem, to the tkufa, lo'ilim netzach netzachim, HaKadosh Baruch will take away from us, shibud malchiyas, and shvizoychem to tzadikim yoshvin, v'atrusayim v'rishayim, v'nenin v'ziv ha'shchina, lo'ilam, lo'netzach netzachim, v'mher v'yemenu, amen. Tainuk there in front of you. The Tainuk's mamish there. The only problem is, a minute after the Tainuk is locked forever and then a person's full of charota. So it's worth waiting. It's like saying, take it now, it's cheap. Wait a bit, and you get an expensive one. So you wait, you get an expensive one. Oynig, other issues created dafka Friday afternoon. Wait a bit, and you'll see there has to be an element of Kabbalah's oil. Tzadik always says, that's why there's Berchas HaMitzvahs. Bechas HaMitzvahs, that's the Kabbalah's oil. As soon as you start getting into the mitzvah, you have to feel the whole instruction. That's the Seder that the Eibishter created. The Eibishter created the world like that. And that's the Bechin of, Rabbi Shmuel, amen. Yeah, it says the Yom. As a measure, it says that Pesach Yisrael, Ma Ro, Yom Tichon. Why did they have to split? Bryce of the Rabbi Shmuel, Ro. It says it's all the Bryce of the Rabbi Shmuel. Because there was a Kitchuk. Halalo if that was the Zohar, Halalo if that was the Zohar. So Yom didn't want to split. Pshat is, when he saw the bride of Rabbi Shmuel, he saw the Faked, the Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesaken the whole of Bechina Rabbi Shmuel. Even though now they're both Ovuk, but that Klal Yisrael is going to use that Dveikus of the Zohar to get to a Dveikus in the Rabbi Shalala. It's going to be Rabbi Shmuel, he's going to take the whole type of Yishmuel, and he's going to make that into a thing. You see, Lahavdla, I mean the Arabs today, are just telling to somebody in America, I think Rabbi Hershel Shechter was in the Shabbos in America, Ritzah Hutner said that the Arabs, he said, had a Mordek Yishtokik when he was hijacked, he was in Jordan for a while, and he said the Arabs had a Mordek Yishtokik as a mitzvah, not a tzorch. He said that he wouldn't eat the treif they were giving on the planes, and he said he only eats vegetables, and he said the Arabs were the Mordek Yishtokik as a mitzvah nefesh to go through crossfire to bring vegetables for the Hutner family who were hijacked on the plane. And Mr. Gutner asked him, he says, in a minute, if you get command to shoot me in the head, you're going to shoot me in the head? He says, yeah, sure, no problem. Everything he said, you see that they're the Bnei Avram. When Yishmael is the Ben Avram. Avram and Ishtokikas, Tachnas HaSorach. So they have Ishtokikas. They have Ishtokikas. So they use their Ishtokikas. They use their Ishtokikas. The Oifim Kaboy from Klali in Dvarim Roim. Yishmael picked up that Ishtokikas and made the Brice of the Yishmael out of it. And the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, where's the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel? It's the first Teres Koinim. It's the first Brice in Teres Koinim. Teres Koinim is Vayikra. Vayikra is the Teres Koinim. Koinim is the Mishkan. It's the Teichai Rotsu Vahav. Koinim is Midas Achese. It's the whole Ishtokikus to Avodas Hashem. The first Brice in Teres Koinim is Rabbi Shmuel. I took that Yishmael and he made that into Ishtokikus. I'm a Taivin Ishtokikus to Avodas Hashem. Shkoya.
His parents
are
in
England,
they
have this. Yeah, it's all the old Mishmanah Shemai. Yeah. He was the Kohen Gadol, he's the quoted Kohen Gadol, is Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel Kohen Gadol. He was oicha to be one of the Asar Arugim Malchus, which was the greatest Ishtokikist together with Rabbi Akiva. That was the greatest Ishtokikist. They were all Mishtokik together. The whole Inyav Yitzchok, the whole tikkun of the Chet has to be Ishtokikist. Sorry, Yitzchok is Midas HaGvura, but it's Ishtokikist and Midas HaGvura. Right, in Tefer Shlomo it says that Yitzchak was in Loshen Kitz Chai. He was so mishtoikik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he couldn't see Olam Hazeh anymore. That's why Tzadik says that Tefer Shlomo says, Ata Gibor is the Baruch of Yitzchak Avinu, and that's why he's saying Chai Mason Mata, Tchitz HaMason. His whole Chai came from Tchitz HaMason, came from Olam Haba. Kate cuts, Kate the Lushan cuts, to be sickened. He was sickened from Adam Hazel, from the Chir, from Adam Hazel. And therefore he breathed a different oxygen. He had an oxygen mask, bringing oxygen from Adam Abba. Because he couldn't, the whole office was a Bechino Vishtokikus. Ata Gibor, which is Yitzchak, that's Mechaim Yisim Ata. The whole Tikkun of Adam Rish, the whole Tikkun of Chet Rish, which is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, was Vishtokikus to the Rabbeinu Shalayim.
Given that he's
Gura, he's... Oh, so he's a Bechino, there's Ari, there's a Bechino of Ari, that's the whole... It's a whole Torah in Pnimis Torah. Because in Ma'aseh Merkava, the Arya was Bitzad Yamin. And Arya is Gvura. Arya is the Melech. Melech is Gvura. How can the Arya be Bitzad Yamin? The Torah says that there's a Chelek of Gvura that's the Shtokifus. Arya, what's Gvura? Gvura is Eish. What's Eish? Eish is the Shtokifus. Matbea Shal Eish. There's a Chelek of Gvura again that Esav took. Esav, just like Yishmael took the clip of Avram, Esav took the clip of Yitzchak. Yitzchak's Gvura was a Gvura of Shtokifus, the Rabban Shalayim. And Esav took that for a Tzicha, for his own personal goods. But really, Yitzchak's Gvura was a Gvura of an Arya, was a Gvura of Ishtokikus. Fire is a Gvura. Fire can be destructive, and fire can be Ishtokikus. A lion, the roar of a lion, is Mitzad Yamin, because it's Ishtokikus, they're a bunch of lion. Shor, that's Gvura. And that's the eagle, that's the Chet Eagle. Because the Ma'aseh Merkava, the Shor was Mitzad Smol. That's an eagle, and the eagle is a Shor. All the Gemaras, why do all the Gemaras always quote the animal they choose, the Shor Shemadach Tzabara? Why don't they say that my lion killed your lion? Because Tosh Baal Peh is Mantik. What's Tosh Baal Peh Mantik? The Chet Egel. The Chet Egel was an Egel, was a Shor. Shor corresponds to Gvura without Tam. So all them as Lamdish of Sugis, all them as Juicy Sugis, all dealing with a Shor. Because that was the whole Chet Egel. There's no Tam, there's no Oinig, there's no Tainig in Torah. So we take that Shor and we make it into them as Gishmak of Sugis. That's why all the Sugis in Ezekiel, which is the Gishmak, the killer, the Bechin of Gishmak of Torah, the year of Torah. We're discussing Shor Shenogach, Shor Shenogach. Offa, the Nochash calls the Chet. Mele the Nochash, whatever he tastes of, he tastes of Offa. He's completely cut off from Tainug. He doesn't have Tainug. He even two gifts in the Gemara. One gift in the Gemara is that he always needs of Av gifts is whatever he tastes. Even one gift is whatever he tastes, he's Mishtokik for Offa, which means he's Mishtokik for nothing. In other words, he calls the wrong Mishtokik because his Mishtokik is for Offa, or everything tastes like Offa. So he's completely cut off from Tainug. Because he calls the wrong Tainug. We our whole avoid is to take all these inyanim of Ki'ilu, not Tainug, and make them into Tainug, including the Chet Egel itself.
Yeah.
Who? Yakel, yeah. Either we'll make up, we'll have next week Vayakel Bekude. I'll forget in a second, it's a leap year. Makasha Vayakel Bekude. Okay. Shkoyach again. It was very nice that your parents. Okay, so, we said we're going to discuss Parsha. Oh, I know, very good. Everything's Min HaShemayim. I just wanted to give another note to what we discussed last week. Because Parsha is Mamish Gemara Mefereshes. This is a Chaval, not to, I just came across the Gemara. And that was, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah there, that it quotes the Pasuk of Garasa Nafshi the Taiva. Right? Last week we spoke about Yetzel and Torah with Einik. The whole Chet HaEgel was that Avodah Hashem has no Geshmak. And Torah has to be learned with Torah Einig, Torah Geshmak. And the Mamash the Gemara, and the Gemara Paskin is Lahalacha that. And the Machalik is the Mefarash exactly what the Halacha is. But the Gemara says that if a person wants to just learn, read the Psukim, read Torah, yeah, just to be Girsa, even without understanding anything, he's allowed to just read the Torah. Shanema, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Gorsa Nafshi Lataiva. Mamash Pasuk is Ilim. Gorsa Nafshi Lataiva. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech was saying that you get, a person gets such a taiva for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, such a taiva for Torah, that it's not the Havana and Hasoga that is going to give him the taiva. Last week we spoke about the Havana and Hasoga, the Svara, the whole Svara, Brachas, the Svara, Lodom, Osiladom, Shein, Olam, Zebloi, Bracha. But it's more than just the taiva of getting close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, seeing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when you read the Torah. Yeah, so that itself is a mardikazach, and it's paskin. Like Moritz says, afabidel ayoda my ka'oma. Even if you don't know what you're talking about, if you don't know what you're talking about, you still learn Torah shnei garas the nafshi l'taivas. In the chidor, there's a whole achron already deal with it. It's only about Torah shvichsav. Actually, it's also about Torah shabal peh. There's a whole din shaboy. But the ma'isa, it's clear that in Torah shvichsav, achora that's a klal. A person pashut garas the nafshi l'taivas. He has a taiva to learn. I forgot the layada my comments. Mamshin Kudah that we said last week. The whole Indian of Torah is after the taiva. So every person has to get the taiva from the svara. That's one madriga. If the taiva person gets the taiva from the mere fact that he's learning the Hilchos of Bainishlaim's Torah, it's even a hechel madriga, right? It's the etzem niskashus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Indian we discussed, the luchos was the ring. And the ring is also on that last week. Just remember that what we didn't discuss last week is the second person in Tehillim, Kim Besoros Hashem Cheftoi, Ubesoros So Yeg Ayyem Eloyin. So Chazal say, Betchilos Toros Hashem. Because the Torah has to be learned like a color, yet it's across a chosin. What happens? Ishtoi is kagufay. It becomes one metzias. That's why the Balatani says that. Kala is Roshan Kiloyan, a chosin kala. Kala is Roshan Kiloyan. Why? Not because he shoots his kala, but because she becomes part of his metzias. There's a kiloyan of her being separate. So it's the same bechina. When we start learning, it's Teres Hashem. There's us and there's Teres Hashem. Two entities. Over when a person learns Torah the way he's supposed to learn Torah, Kala Yetzel Mikachas Chosan over Torah, so Yegei Yemalot. He becomes Miskasha, Misachet, and then him and the Torah become the same thing. That's the whole Nakuda. It's all the same Nakuda. That was all supposed to happen. And therefore, the Tikkun of the Chet HaEgel is faster than Torah with such a geschmack that the mere fact that we're reading the Rebbein Shlomo's words, that it's a Benish Chai, the whole Arich is about reading Zoya. It's Zoya, it's so powerful that if a person is an Indian just to be Goyrus, some Svardim, just Goyrus, Zoya. And what they're talking about, they just read Zoya. But Ben Ishchai, it's Makoy Ben Ishchai says, because it has such Kedusha that it has a Meredic impact. So that's the word. Ki Mesoyos Hashem Chef Tzoya, Mesoyos So Yega Yem HaVeloy, the person has to be Mestasha to the Torah. Sometimes you see people learning, and then they have an interruption, and then they start learning again, an interruption, it's them and the Torah. Sometimes a person can learn, right? Sometimes a person can learn, and that's it. He doesn't know what's going on around him, right? Because he's become Mestasha to the Torah, he's on a different atmosphere, he's on a different